Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your pal, me, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. I'm opening up the chat room. So if you have something to promote, you want to type it in there. As long as it's legal, I'll promote it. Anyway, hope you're all having a wonderful time with this glorious weather. Okay. On Facebook, I'm just typing them on now. Okay, let's go. How should we start our day? Okay, let me see, something fun, right? Well, I like this one. This is old New York and goes with the weather, Tommy Rosa.
It's the perfect place to take a walk, full of fun and fancy weeds. It looks down on pricey shops that feed all your fashion needs. It's the High Line. It's a park up in the sky. The High Line. Though I'm still not certain why. People from all over stroll and smile and stop. The cameras snap away 'cause everything's a photo op. The High Line is a fine sign that things are looking up. Pass each other and they gladly say what's up. You'll see the weirdest buildings there. They may make you recoil. There's even one that looks like it was made from used tinfoil. Buy a place, live right there, but the cost is unforgivable. If you don't love it, everyone thinks it's fab. The only place in town where you won't get knocked down by a cab. The High Line is a fine sign that things are looking up. Strangers pass each other and they gladly say shut up. Walk under a hip hotel for frisky people to River glimmers, New Jersey gives a glow. You can sit in a cutout wedge that in winter fills with snow. The High Line is a gold mine, like I heard one tourist say.
That's Tom Carozza. Check him out online. Join his Facebook page. Let's see. To announce the 2021 Queens, New York Black and Brown Film Festival featuring the film The Home of My Choice, which is a great film, by the way. I saw it. By filmmakers Eve and Steve. That's Eve, the letter N, Steve. Okay. Great artist upstate, I think, Vermont. And, let's see, they've been guests on my show. It takes place April 16th to the 25th. You can get more info at www.queensunderground718.com. I'll repeat that, www.queensunderground718.com. So you want to check that out. It's a very good film, by the way. I love Eve and Steve. They're very creative artists doing very creative things. Check them out. Eve and Steve. Okay. Let's keep it going with, we have so many fun things. I like this group. It's a duo, and their name is Afterbirth Monkey, and they just crack me up with everything. Okay, here we go. I love this one. This is would make a great movie. Okay, it's called Cross Country.
Life's tough in NYC, though it's our home sweet home.
When life's a grind, we seem to find the urge to roam.
Let us leave our home aside for opportunity. Let's pack the car and take a ride from sea to shining sea together. Cross-country highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, looking at the landmarks
and falling into tourist traps and leaving lots of bodies on the way.
Yay!
This is gonna be so much fun. I'll pack the car, you pack the plastic.
The glittering taste will feel so fantastic.
Cross country highway pedestrians, you and me, traveling the nation, eating lots of salty snacks
and stabbing people in the back. The body counts are
crazy. Wait a minute, hold on a second. You want to stab people?
Yes.
But I thought that you said that we were going on a murder spree, we were going to do something less messy, like, I don't know, like find a bunch of people with heart conditions and make them ride a roller coaster, or, just choke somebody until they, like, get lightheaded enough that they, like, pass out and bonk their head on a bathtub.
Look, I don't have the upper body strength to strangle anyone to death just to orgasm.
But I pass out at the sight of blood.
Look, all I know is I packed a bag full of knives and two matching Hello Kitty ponchos for us.
Oh, looks so cute.
I know.
All right, but you got to promise me that if I pass out, that you will catch me.
Absolutely.
And drop the knife.
The body count grows higher every day.
Yay!
From Old St. Louis to Kalamazoo.
Our murderous rampage is coming to you on a
cross-country highway. The nation, amber waves of grain and purple mountains' majesty.
Chopping up our victims easily to eat them. Nom 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 nom. Yum yum yum. Chewy 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 humans. Yum 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 yum. I am gonna eat your person.
Rachel,
what? I thought that whenever you said salty snacks, you meant things like Cheddar Bay biscuits or Chex Mix.
Well, listen, there's really no caloric value in consuming human flesh. You know, we're doing it for the ritual. You know, you like you see someone and you see the light go out of your eyes and then you consume them and you gain their strength and it's all about giving their strength, you know. It's not the strength. It's not about the salt. It's not the strength.
But I don't know that I'm 100% capable of consuming human flesh.
Look, all I know is I bought a hot plate that plugs into a cigarette lighter and my own personal copy of To Serve Man.
Oy vey.
We're gonna eat the people that we slay.
Yummy!
From shore to shore, there's gore galore.
Rachel, I didn't know that you could tightrope walk while juggling bags of knives and playing the ukulele. This is insane. It's so much fun. Wait a minute. No, I can't go back to jail. Solo.
Thank you.
Was epic.
I knew you were going to say that.
Listen, I can't go back to jail. Do you know what they do to gay people in jail?
The same thing they do to straight people in jail.
Butt stuff. Oh.
Look, listen, all I know is we are never going to get famous singing comedy music.
Ouch!
Listen, I know. We have a great studio. We're having a really good session, but it's just not enough, you know, diminishing returns. We're not going to be on the radio singing about butts, okay? I just figure that this road trip could be our opportunity to put ourselves on the map.
Literally. Ah, oh, man. I guess I just always thought that we would get famous with, like, we could have a cologne line.
Well, no one's ever going to want to spray themselves with afterbirth anything.
We could get famous with a sex tape.
Ew, no.
Ow.
No offense, but no.
Ooh. Look through the glass. Cross-country trips, they don't come cheap, which you and I both know.
With the price of gas, we're on our ass, cause we don't have the dough.
With an audience like this, that makes us feel sublime. No need to load up for the road. We can slaughter on a dime. Our sound guy. Staycation New York Murder Squeeze, you and me. Starting with our sound guy. So call your parents and say goodbye. But don't hang up the phone, cause we want them to hear you.
Yeah. Afterbirth Monkey, if you kill me, I won't be able to mix the album.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, alrighty. That's Afterbirth Monkey. You can look them up online. Love their stuff. Download their funny songs. Very funny couple. Very funny couple of fun people. All right, let's see. What else have we got? Okay, keep it going. Maybe find some comedy. Before he was Andy of Mayberry, he was a raconteur, a comedian. So let's hear a little Andy Griffiths.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service all off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, get something to eat here. And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, ticket, please. And I says, friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going. I did. Well, he says, come out as quick as you can. And I says, I'll turn right around the first chance I get. Well, we kept on moving through there. And pretty soon, everybody got where it was that they was a-going because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, there was. And somebody had took and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. There was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-sitting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse, and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, friend, what is it that they're hollering for? Well, he whopped me on the back, and he says, buddy, have a drink. Well, I says, I believe I will have another big orange. And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together. And they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening, and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be, and, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another one. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, ticket, please, he come up to me and he says, friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket. And I says, well, all right. And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Okay, that was pretty good. All right, let's have some music now, and hope you're all having a working at home and listening. That's thank you for that. And let's see, what do we got going on? How about something French, like Anatomy Bousculaire? They're fun.
Chacun verras-tu leur plein les bras? Tu inverses le combat. Encercler les abîmes de tes pulsions intimes. Et à qui veux-tu s'y prendre? Tu crépites, tu marchandes et tu courbes les chines. Palpitations ultimes.
I guess in Binghamton, it's the Tuck and Roll God. So I went here. I drove in from New York City. And, you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, you know what? I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this way, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, dangerous. Oh, you're cute together. Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Moments in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, look, he's a very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer. You know, so I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. You've got to drive a long way for everything to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. Somebody raise their hand. Okay. That kind of dead. It's fun, though. It's fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the Long Dog. It was a short walk. Lost Dog. Okay, Lost Dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. It's sent right across the hotel. It's very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it. It's a very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from? You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of
Say, man, that's a peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure.
Thank you for tuning in to What's the Buzz New York with you. Your host, me. I forgot who I was.
I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. If you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Benny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh, yeah. If you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah. Something that rhymes with bones. Yeah.
Big kiss. Bye-bye.